you know, the first question I'm wondering is, how much longer do you expect the budget impasse to continue?
I don't know the answer to that. I do believe that at some point, I mean, this state will run out of money and will not be able to pay certain pretty important bills, like a pension payment. At that point, the crises become so large and so unavoidable that parties may be driven together. Now, that's unfortunate, but that's a realistic answer to your question.
Because right now, I hear parties essentially standing on their individual principles, which has produced the stalemate. Is that going to be acceptable?
Well, no. And my point from the beginning of this debate has been that Illinois suffers from two separate but connected crises, a fiscal crisis and an economic crisis. We continue to be 47th, 48th in the nation in terms of job growth. We are the second highest state in the nation in terms of out-migration. The overwhelming majority of those people who are leaving the state are not going to Florida or Arizona. They're going to our neighboring states for economic opportunity. When people leave in those numbers, when employment is down, tax revenue is down, which dramatically impacts the state budget. So there's one. The other issue, just this fiscal issue alone, is going to require a solution. But my point is that this, the answer to this problem is not just the passage of a budget. It's the passage of a balanced budget along with at least one or two economic reforms that will make a difference for the economy, which will bolster tax revenues in the years to come.
Now, you're putting it at one or two. Are lawmakers of the two parties unable to find one or two that they could come to common ground on?
I have yet to hear one single member of Speaker Madigan's party who said that he or she is willing to, in good faith, negotiate on any one of the reforms that we've talked
about. Speaker Madigan's party, how about, since you are a senator, President Culleton's party?
Any bill, any reform has to pass both chambers. Now, the conversations with my Democrat colleagues in the Senate have been a little more productive, a little more substantive, but not much.
Are there any other ideas out there that you think could be considered that maybe haven't been in the forefront so far that would be helpful?
Well, I don't know what they would be. I mean, the ideas that have been put out on the table, and there have been several iterations of each of those ideas as well. There's, to some extent, there's this perception or this caricature that the workers' compensation reform, let's put it that way, that piece that the Republicans have the attitude that it's this workers' compensation reform or you guys go pound sand. That's not true at all. We're on our third version of workers' compensation reform, negotiating against ourselves, waiting for the Speaker to offer up a serious alternative. That hasn't happened. Now, redistricting reform, putting term limits on the ballot, repealing the prevailing wage requirement when it comes to local government projects. And there's a list of five or six more.
Is pension reform part of that, since there seem to be some promising signs about that?
It is. It is.
You mentioned a little bit earlier the sort of scenario where it seems to be that everything comes to the precipice, and then before things really get bad, people feel forced to do something. Is that what you think it'll look like, really, for a budget to be agreed upon in Springfield?
I think there's a chance of that. I hope not. I hope not. I hope that we can, sooner rather than later, get both parties to the table to negotiate in good faith on some of these other issues and a balanced budget. And that's another point, is we hear from the Speaker, we hear from the Democrats that they don't want to link what they call non-budget issues to the budget. That's a recurring theme. Well, workers' compensation reform is a budget issue because it affects your tax revenues. But even putting those aside, then let's just talk about a balanced budget. I mean, the only full budget that has passed the General Assembly since last year's session started was one that was $4 billion in the red. At the very least, we have to start with a balanced budget.
There haven't been any other budget proposals which anybody else, the Republicans or the governor, that were balanced, have there?
No, because we want to sit down and have substantive talks about what that involves, whether that's just spending cuts, whether that's a combination of taxes and spending cuts, whatever it might be. Well, we've got to have those conversations. But it makes sense to me that we include as part of those negotiations something that we know will increase employment and increase tax revenues down the road.
is there real talk about this, you know, among rank and file lawmakers, especially across party lines? Are people talking about this thing, and what happens with that?
I had two conversations with two of my Senate Democrat colleagues just yesterday on these issues. And I mean, they just weren't, hey, you guys need to do something, and you guys need to do something. We had substantive conversations. The question, though, is the ability to put something together that can get a majority in the House and the Senate and be signed by the governor.
Is everybody pretty much on track with their party leadership? Are you happy with the way that your party leadership is handling this?
Yeah, for the most part. I imagine that most lawmakers would agree with the broad strokes of what their party leaders are lining out, but would also have some minor issues. But, you know, I believe in the idea that we not only must balance our budget, but we must also put in reforms that will increase employment and increase tax revenue in the state. We shouldn't just talk about increasing revenue in the context of tax increases. Let's talk about increasing revenue and increasing spending, therefore, at places like the University of Illinois and Eastern University in the context of economic growth. That has to be part of the formula this year.
If this goes on, if there continues to be no budget agreement, how does this affect the election this year in the legislature?
Boy, my crystal ball for Illinois politics broke years ago, and I've never tried to glue it back together. Although, I would suggest that the frustration that you see starting to boil over a little more and a little more every month, you get to November, and you don't see a resolution to this crisis, that'll be at an all-time high, and I would expect that the people who are in office and asking to be returned to office, some of those will pay a price for this.
Republicans too?
I think this will be bipartisan.